This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how do we change our natural makeup? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's great to be here, dear listeners. We are talking about how do we change our natural makeup. Now, it can be possible that when we talk about makeup, you thought about this cosmetics industry. But in reality, that's not the makeup that we are talking about. We're talking about a certain natural disposition that every single one of us has. Now, this disposition that comes about, for every single one of us, it depends on a whole bunch of different variables and factors. Some of them are within our control, some of them are not necessarily within our control. But what is definitely in our control is what we do with that disposition and how we change that disposition. Now, that's the natural makeup that we're talking about. So, for example, based upon, the environment in which we grew up, the weather in which we grew up, right? An individual who grows up in an environment where it snows 6 months of the year is very different from an individual who grows up on an island, for example, right? Or somebody who grows up in the middle of a tropical rainforest, or somebody who grows up in a desert. These do have certain effects on an individual's disposition, their behavior, their manners, and of course their culture. Now, this is just one of the examples in which we find that an individual's natural makeup is different from another individual's natural makeup. Now, of course, the kind of family that they grow up in, language plays a role here, the environment plays a role, education plays a role, right? All of these different things, they help to, parents, of course, play a role. All of these things, they have a hand in creating our natural makeup or in creating our disposition over a lifetime. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about changing that natural makeup. Now, as we said, some of these things are in our control. Now, based upon that kind of those various different variables from which we grew up in and that disposition which is created after a certain while. Now, just as a very quick side note here, it's important to know that parents have a huge role to play here in shaping the natural disposition or the makeup of a child. This is a huge responsibility, and parents really, need to try to mold that disposition of children towards a Islamic lifestyle and towards a Islamic disposition. So anyways, how do we change that natural makeup? Well, because of the different variables, we find that some people, for example, become easily anxious. Some people become easily frustrated. Some people become easily saddened. Some people, they show a greater sense of resistance or resilience, or they're stronger. And well, how do you change that disposition? How do you change that makeup? And of course, to change that disposition towards a more Islamic lifestyle disposition. Of course, so here, first and foremost, we have to identify these various different aspects of us as an individual, see which one of them is a positive, which ones of them are negative. The negative ones we need to kind of control and help and mold over a certain period of time. And of course, the good ones need to be strengthened, they need to be promoted, they need to be worked on as well in order to make them stronger. These Islamically positive aspects of us should be enhanced, and the negative aspects should be diminished. And over time, with the help of Allah, we will be able to improve our natural disposition and make it more of an Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.